yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that oh, yeah about bad things happening to Brewdog?
Oh, just rubbing it all over myself.
We have the perfect guest for it. Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday Podcast, episode 629. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's my intrepid co-host, the man who gets a straight A in wearing A-frame t-shirts.
Okay.
Tyler Dryblatt. And we lost him immediately.
Oh my god.
Immediately.
It froze right at the beginning. He was mid-introduction and it froze.
He doesn't know we can hear him. You do think he'll say his social security number?
Yes.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back.
Right now. He's just so Jewishly expressing that situation.
Like I'll cut out three. I'll cut out most of the times he shouted, Oy gewollt.
That was, oh, you know man. What, Zach? I wasn't even thinking about it, but that was pretty stereotypical. Just over to my wife, essentially, just, Oy, the technology's not working.
Is that why you're getting inside?
I got the kid on the line. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, good times.
Okay. Well, that was what a great start, unexpectedly. Hey, everybody. We're here. We're rolling. We'll probably freeze a couple more times. But we've got Zach with us, obviously. Zach, what do you have to drink over there?
What's up? Sam, I like that intro. It makes it sound like NPR with, like, their last budget, like, finally hired us on.
Yeah, I've decided yeah. I'm not going to do the yelling anymore. I'm just going to talk like a human being.
You've gone back too soft, though. You've gone too soft. Like, when you start, you're like, hello. And I need a little more Sam Ginsberg and a little less Terry.
We lost him again. So funny. Okay. Zach, what are you drinking?
All right. Yeah, cool. So I have a beer called Loving is Easy. It is a sour from Eagle Park Brewing Company from Muskego, Wisconsin. And it has flavors of orange and vanilla. It is 6.5% ABV. And yeah. It is a very, very cloudy, almost like rum and, like a dark rum and ginger. Like if you were to make a dark and stormy, it's like that color where there's like some yellow, there's like some darker, like molasses-y tones in there. Oh my. Oh, it's like licking an electric fence. It's sour. I don't like sours. I actually
in a good way?
I don't know. Here's the thing. It is sour. It is definitely sour. And the aftertaste is slightly like those like flavored Tootsie Rolls you could get. You get like an orange flavored Tootsie Roll.
Those orange ones were the bomb.
Mm-hmm. But so I distinctly am tasting kind of like a like an orangey sort of sweet flavor at the end, but it is like very tart and acidic up front. I don't know how I feel.
So I have something spiritually slightly similar in that my drink, and I say drink, not beer, my drink also is one that I think might do its job perfectly well, and I'll hate it as a result. We've talked a lot about the use of the word imperial as a descriptor for beer, and how, like, I feel like at one point it used to mean extra in terms of the flavor, and it's gotten to a point where it means extra just in terms of ABV.
Correct.
And this is not imperial, this is super. So I don't know what that means. This is Phase 3 Brewing Company's Daydrift Blood Orange and Calamansi Super Radler.
Ooh. A whopping 4.3% ABV, the super radler.
Eight 8%.
What? 8% and 8% Rattler? That's like that Imperial Pilsner I had. It's like the same vibe, yeah. That's
and you boys know better than most how much I fucking hate myself. So of course when I saw Super Rattler 8%, I couldn't not buy it. Jesus so now Christ. I have it. Does anyone know what the word calamansi means? Because I don't.
An African fruit that spider we read about in class during February.
Anansi.
Stole one. Anansi, yes. Different. He'll steal your common sense, but he's not a fruit.
No, he drinks out of a... isn't it like a gourd, and he drinks out of it?
Yeah, calamansi is a sour thingy. It's a sour citrusy thing.
Okay, like so lime. Between this and so blood orange, wrong. We got a lot of citrus kicking around. And I have no idea what it's supposed to taste like. I guess I should... I don't usually describe the look, but it fucking looks like a hazy IPA, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A pretty heavy head, and also just like some splotches of orange on top, which make me feel like there's like maybe fruit chunkums kicking around in here. I don't know
what they call them.
Did it say with chunkums? If you look at the can, if you look more carefully.
Oops, all chunkums.
Oh fuck! It's just the fruit salad.
It says Bruno Mars feet chunkums.
Bruno Mars feet, gross.
People Google anything, dog. So this tastes like orange juice. Holy shit. What's going on here?
Is it just like a grass monkey?
I'm going to have to sit with this because this shit might be dangerous.
Huh.
Good for them.
Doesn't taste like beer at all, but it didn't say it would be.
Okay.
A good breakfast alcohol.
Yeah,
so far.
I'm excited to hear what Zach had to drink at the end of this, because I dropped out so hard. So hard.
Yeah, we noticed. It was hilarious.
Yeah. I bet you guys were relieved and then sad. I have from Voodoo Brewing Company, that's right, straight out of Meadville, Good Vibes, West Coast style IPA, 3% ABV. Oh, God, am I gone again? Jesus Christ.
We can hear you, fucker. We can't see you, though.
I just, like, is it even worth it?
Yeah, man, keep talking. Should I say it louder so you can hear me?
So funny.
My phone's upstairs. Can you text him, just talk, we can hear you?
Yeah, give me a second. I think you that guys, should be the rule. Like,
is it even worth it? Should you guys just kick me off and do this by yourself?
It's getting nah, man, you're doing great, and we all love
it. It's extremely frustrating. It's extremely frustrating.
We're going to make a deal. So we've always been able to hear you when you drop out, and it like it's totally unbroken. Just keep going.
Okay.
And then we'll work around you.
Oh, my God. So you heard that this is a West Coast-style IPA from Brew, blah, blah, blah. It looks, I mean, yeah, that's what it looks like. Similar-sized bubbles.
So do you see a lot of Voodoo Brewing in Delaware
stores? Nope. I've seen two. It's this one, and then the one I'm going to have next, which is like Good Vibes, the session version. I think it'll be fun to do them back to back. But that's like all the Voodoo I've seen around here.
But they don't have the classic stuff. Like they don't have Love Child or anything.
No, I've never seen it around here.
Interesting.
I ran into it in St. Petersburg, Florida, weirdly enough.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Smells a little piney, a little citricy. That's good, but it's not clean enough to really call it a West Coast IPA. I mean, it's got flavors I like in there, like more of the tropical type hop notes, but it feels a little fuzzy. It feels a little in the kind of hazy New England style vein.
Fear for the low ABV version. If this one doesn't have any spine to it,
right?
I don't know how you're gonna gut it.
Like I just feel like
hearing you describe this West Coast IPA, like pretty much a hazy IPA.
Yeah,
a lot of characteristics of it. It's like the way I feel when I look at that picture of that old white rhino, and they're like, this is the last one. And it's all those guys just sitting around smoking cigarettes by this old rhinoceros. That's how this makes, it's evoking the same feelings. It's like, you're just watching this like thing die out.
Yeah.
They've lost the way.
Yeah.
They've forgotten the ways of their fathers.
See, so I usually don't like starting with content. But I've been kind of waiting for a situation like this. I've got a question that I want us to debate. Okay. So does craft beer matter anymore?
No.
Matter how? Like,
so I think craft beer definitely mattered for a while. Like, craft beer was what was producing like innovation and growth in the beer market. And I like, does it have any impact at all on beer, like, culture or economy or anything anymore?
I think we have late stage capitalism hard enough that the answer is it does not matter anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm also like leaning no. I think like literally since the invention of the hazy IPA, that was like the, it sold its soul. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's almost too many craft breweries now to like feel, to be like a tastemaker or something, or like have an identity around. Like, I could have a different beer. Like, legit, literally, the premise of this show is like you can have different beers constantly. Like, there's an infinite amount of beers. But like, I think the last couple of years, it has felt like they're all kind of, like, they're getting more and more similar. They're kind of like contracting.
Yeah.
We talked about this. And I think because there are so many breweries, it's like difficult to, I don't know, like connect with anything in particular. And the ones that actually do well end up becoming kind of like small macro breweries. Like they kind of graduate out. So I kind of feel like you end up with like this splintered, it feels like now there's like several large brands that have been purchased by a macro brewery because they were actually a successful and innovative, like more like independent brewery.
And I think what Zach's talking about is what breeds like kind of a monoculture situation, which is why you see a million fucking hazies and also like fruit and sours all over the place, and you don't see Rausch beers. There are going to be places where you find like interesting, unique things, but being a craft brewery is not a sufficient description to indicate that you're going to have anything interesting. And there isn't a way to indicate this is a brewery that bothers or innovates or anything. So for that reason, no, I think craft doesn't matter as a distinction anymore.
So I guess I don't necessarily mean as a distinction, although I think that's a fine way to take it. But again, I meant like, I feel like the segment of the beer industry that was like craft breweries were the ones who were coming up with new things and driving the market. And that's more kind of what I'm talking about than like a distinction of quality. Because it was never a guarantee that a craft brewery was going to be good. It just meant they were going to be small, you know?
I think it used to mean they were going to do something interesting, mm-hmm. and now it doesn't.
At least sometimes, like I feel like there isn't like that big swing culture a lot of the time because everyone's margins are so thin. Like, you don't get those like one or two beers a year where they're just taking a swing on something fucking weird. That might not work at all. Like, I don't know. I feel like too, like when the economy is bad, it's like they don't have as much money to like whiff if they really fucking whiff on a beer. And people want to know that they're going to like it if they're going to buy it. Like, I feel like the exploration of that is kind of gone. Like, people kind of just want the thing they know they're gonna like, or they want an alcoholic version of a drink from 1998, some sort of non-alcoholic drink from 1990. Like, if Ecto Cooler released an alcoholic 6% Ecto Cooler, like literally high C, that idea, I just made you $1 billion.
Yeah.
This fucking September, start advertising alcoholic Ecto Cooler, and you are going to not even know what to do with the money. You're not even going to know whose family to pay off.
So the flip side of that coin, though, I saw a kid. I was dropping off my kid at daycare, and I saw another kid drinking a Sunny Delight, and I could feel my teeth falling out of my head just looking at that fucking shit.
They make a seltzer. There's a Sunny Delight seltzer. Have you had it? They make an alcoholic Sunny Delight.
You couldn't pay me to drink that.
I've had it. It's great.
It's great. I paid to drink it. It tastes fantastic. It tastes better than Sunny D.
Well, yeah. No, I think dog piss tastes better than Sunny D. But
so Dip, we're not that far out, honestly. Half a year ish.
Yeah.
From episode 666.
I've been thinking about it.
I think we need to theme it. Should we just drink boozy Sunny D?
Maybe. that would be fit around the
I'm
wearing
saying it's a great theme. Pitch. I'm saying that's where the bar is.
Yeah, that's
number of the deest.
It's not bad.
I know. So think about it. Think about it.
So I guess I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I guess I have to pose more questions or play a little devil's advocate or something.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree, but I do like. So what happens next? Like, is it just like how from like 1940 to 1990, it was just lagers? Like, is it just going to be 50 years of hazies and then something will happen? Or like, because we always feel like we're in like the end of history, you know, and goddamn, it does feel like hazies have been around forever. But I don't know. There have been other trends, right?
I think there will be more trends, and like hazy IPAs and fruited sours will go away, and there will be some new boring thing, and I hope it's good, but it's probably boring. But I feel like most of the innovations now are like marketing gimmick shit as opposed to the actual product.
So that kind of goes back to something that like Zach said, like in the economy they don't really have the means to take a big swing. Like, if the market gets better, do you think we'll see more interesting stuff?
I'm optimistic that it's cyclical. Like, just that, like, at some point it will contract. Like, there's been articles and articles of all these, like, small breweries kind of closing up. It'll contract sufficiently, and then I think kind of hit an inflection point, and there'll be a bunch of small breweries all kind of doing the same thing, and people are going to get bored, and people are going to want that next thing that's not just alcoholic, whatever those drinks were that came in the plastic barrel with the foil on top.
Well, hugs.
Hugs.
Yeah. Although, again, if they made one right now that was alcoholic,
I would drink that. Yeah. Yeah. I would be drinking it. Yeah.
I'd be drinking it right now. I get fired from my job. I'd never stop.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, the next big thing and the next 10 big things after that are not going to be beer things. They're probably not going to be alcohol things. It's probably going to be, wellness bullshit and probably some weed stuff. And maybe I can see ayahuasca.
Can you imagine?
Don't do ayahuasca.
I didn't say I was going to. I'm saying, like, in terms of market dominance, I think
maybe
beer is on its way out. And I think booze broadly is on its way out, and it's going to be, herbal remedies, so to speak.
Kratom.
Dude, it's just a bunch of people nodding off outside of a club. I imagine buying like an ayahuasca can at 7-Eleven. Is just like so funny to me. Just somebody out there just like crapping their pants and then just hallucinating. Be like, I just bought ayahuasca at the store.
It's hilarious because I don't think I've ever heard of a single like good trip on ayahuasca. Like, it's literally just jungle juice, like from the actual jungle, blasting a hole in your ego.
So I used to listen to a podcast that was like investigative journalism for like pseudoscience and spirituality.
Yeah.
And this dude who'd never smoked weed in his life went on an ayahuasca retreat and took copious notes.
And now he's Rainer's brother.
I mean, I think it legitimately affected his mind.
Yeah.
But my two main takeaways were, number one, they give you a bucket. You refer to your bucket as your amigo because you always have to keep your amigo with you for shitting and puking and nonstop.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the other was, like, he was taking notes while high and then reading his notes back later. And apparently it was a huge revelation to him that everyone wants to go to the pool.
Everybody wants
that
to
was
go.
Huge for him.
Right, like, that's the big takeaway, and you spend 24 hours shitting in a bucket? No, thank you.
Dude, I love people who Grant,
probably
think that they've met a deity.
The clockwork, like, elves, yeah.
You were just fucking hallucinating because you flooded your brain with shit that makes you hallucinate. Like, it's so funny. They're like, no, dude, you wouldn't believe it. I was like, and I guarantee if they wrote down what they were thinking, it would be shit like that. It's just like, you gotta go to the pool, man.
The only one that I'm sorry, keep going.
Oh, no, go for it.
The only one that I think is cool is Iboga, and that is like some West African plant that, again, gives you like a horrible trip, but it cures you of like any addiction. It's actually being developed into a drug called Ibogaine. But again, you just like shit and piss and vomit for like 12 hours, but then you're like not addicted to crack anymore. It's super cool.
That sounds super duper worth it.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Is it just chemicals, or like would that cure like a gambling addiction, for instance?
Or I don't know.
Or general laziness.
Or compulsive masturbating, asking for a friend.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, they keep kicking me off the train.
Zach.
Yeah, he was just ski poling over there, so I saw that, you know.
I saw that. It was going wild.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Think salvia is like my other drug equivalent of that, where anyone who did it, you're like, so at best you have a neutral time, and at worst it feels like you're made out of Legos and falling into a million pieces. And they're like,
I don't regret doing salvia. I think it was an interesting experience. But yeah, the best I could say about it was that it was a neutral time for me.
I watched one of my, it's like watching someone do salvia is like what people told you weed was like. Have you ever watched someone who smokes salvia and they just go, and they just like freeze in the air, and then they just start going, and then they sit down, sigh really heavily, and then they snap back and they're like, I was gone for 3 years. It's like Jumanji. Yeah. Where they're just like, I was fucking gone.
I've hung out with Tyler when he got that high on weed. You can do that with weed. You just have to try really hard.
Did you guys ever see those, like, I think they were like New Zealand anti-smoking commercials where they turn into a sloth? They're just like,
yeah, and was not really sure what those were for.
They were hilarious. They encouraged me to smoke weed. But that brings us to our first actual piece of content, which is another commercial. So let's go to YouTube.com for Pacifico Discovered. Have you guys seen this ad, this Pacifico Discovered ad campaign?
No.
I saw it on Hulu while we were watching a show the other day, and we'll just go ahead and watch it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. I'm gonna hit play button on go. Three, two, one, go.
All right.
I see some bottles of Pacifico.
Yep.
Huh? So
they wouldn't know that he fucking had the scape, the surfboard. They wouldn't have seen that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things about that commercial that make me mad. I mean, the weird narrative flashback structure being one of them, but we're really still claiming white people discovered things in South America in the year of our Lord, 2025? Like, what do you mean?
Just have that actor be brown. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
There are brown actors looking for work.
What do you mean discovered it? Like it was flowing out of like a magical spring or something? Like, no, people made it. And you were like, wow, this is pretty good. It just infuriates me. It's crazy that this is an ad campaign going on this year.
Yeah, the Dos Equis guy's looking for work. You know, a tan Jew needs to get some work.
Yeah.
He needs to get that tree back, eh, Tyler?
He dumped that tree. He dumped that tree on my synagogue. He's never coming back for it.
I think in 15 years you could be the Dos Equis guy.
Yeah, for sure. I'm getting so sunburnt and weather beaten at my job. So Sam, you remember that Allegheny article?
Yes, I do. The one that I was obsessed with.
Yeah, the guy was like, "I need a picture of you," but I was just like covered in bug bites and like sunburn. I was like, "I don't know that I can. I'm not sure I can send you that right now."
I thought you said you used a YouTube still and cropped it.
No, I did. I think that is what I ended up doing. He wanted me to take a picture, but I was just like, "How about that?"
Oh man. What I like about that commercial is the girl who looks like kind of a McPoyle version of Margaret Qualley. Like, you just smushed them. Like, if you just go back, she's so close.
Margaret McPoyle.
Margaret McPoyle. And just the guy being like, what? How would you, like, in real life, if someone goes, you know how they invented this? And someone, like, they discovered it. You would ask what you asked, Tyler. You go, what do you mean? Like, you just, like, found it coming out of, like, a hole?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? And am I to believe that the guy who discovered Pacifico just owns a seaside bar that serves other things?
When you say serves other things, I would direct you to timestamp 26 seconds. When you have a pretty good shot of the coolers, which have two products in them, and they are bottles of Pacifico and cans of Pacifico.
What's in those cups? Also, I have the cups that they have, the blue one at the end of the table. I have that, but it's in pink.
I have to assume it's for Pacifico. Yours might be too, and you just don't know it.
True.
I wondered why they call them Pacifico cups.
You've been shilling for Big Pacifico this whole time.
Oh, you actually also look like the guy in it, like the main guy.
Say that. Don't say that. That guy looks like not the bartender. Oh, I thought you meant the bartender. Okay, that's
the guy in the green shirt with I'll take that. Quali.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's no problem. I was like, you're telling me I look like a fucking Chris Christopherson over here? I don't know about that.
Josh B minus Roland.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, this commercial makes me really pissed. I don't like it. I wish they'd stop airing it.
I haven't seen it until now, and I'm obsessed with it, and I hope I get to see it 100 more times.
Super.
I'm buying Pacifico's right now. I'm on their website, just buying them.
I'm investing. I'm investing.
Man, when's the last time I had Pacifico?
I've never had
it. It's probably been 15 years.
I think I probably had one.
26 years.
Probably had one maybe, in a party or so. I get it, Zach. That's funny.
Maybe for episode 666, we should just do a lineup of cervezas. Like,
what we should do.
Pacifico versus Dos Equis versus Corona, Land Shark.
No, what we should do is get those six packs where one is Malort.
Ooh. I don't know this.
Yeah, we covered it on the show. I think it was.
That doesn't mean I know it, dumbass.
Was it? Fuck. Okay, fine. It might have been New Belgium. I think New Belgium partnered with somebody who makes Malort, and they made a six pack where all the cans are labeled exactly the same, and like five of them are, I don't know, some kind of beer, and the other one is like the beer mixed with Malort or like spiked with Malort or something like that.
I would think it would be a Chicago thing. New Belgium's not Chicagoan.
Okay, I'm just saying I think it's them, but we covered it, so go back.
We spiked this beer with Malort.
Oh, I think it's rad.
That's horrible.
But
I would drink that.
I don't. Yeah. Well,
we should just do all of our ideas for 666 and die.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hell yeah. I would
love to die. Yeah, I would love to die. That'd be great. Yeah,
we do it live, walking the streets of New Orleans with a 360 cam on us, or some other place safer, maybe with no open container laws. I can't think of a place.
Savannah,
right,
Georgia.
Now. Oh, intriguing.
That was all of my spring breaks, and they ruled.
That's fucking sick. Good for Savannah. I didn't expect it to be fun.
Oh, it's fun as shit.
Okay, well, Zach, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Not, like, a whole lot. I had my in-laws in town, so I was entertaining them. That felt good. That was a rousing success.
Just the parents or the brother, too?
Just the parents, sadly.
So I can't ask questions about him, like, pissing himself anymore or nothing?
No, he hasn't pissed himself. He's busy doing police things.
Ugh, gross.
Two separate concepts.
Yeah.
Piss yourself, cop.
Go piss yourself, you chathead. So as somebody who will never have to entertain my in-laws because they despise me, what's that like? Tell me about that.
It's like really high. I feel like it's like what being a medieval jester felt like. Where it's like very, very high stakes clowning. Very high stakes. Because I want them, I need them to like me. Like, I need them to continue to like me. And it's just a constant game of assessing, like, where we're at and what they're going to find, like, fun versus when I just need to, like, be neutral. And trying to ride that dynamic. So it's an active comedic exercise the entire weekend.
That's actually one of the few ways that having children makes your life easier is dealing with in-laws. Because I used to have to throw down smoke bombs to get out of situations, but now my children are the smoke bombs, and I'll be asked a question that I don't want to answer and just yeet a 3-year-old at somebody and run away. And that has worked so far.
Nice. That's a good point. What do we do?
So give that a shot. Let me know what you think.
I'll give it a try. I'll throw a child at them. We started
not my child, but a child.
Child. I don't have a 3-year-old.
With Liam Neeson's?
With Liam Neeson, the actor with the most similar name to Leslie Nielsen, which is why I feel like he was cast.
The idea of that movie bummed me out. How was it?
It was fine. Weirdly, I found that he and Pamela Anderson had no chemistry whatsoever. Like,
That's weird because apparently they're dating now.
Yeah, they're banging now.
Just think, like, there's a Friends episode where Joey is talking about, like, when actors have really bad chemistry on screen, it usually means they were, like, fucking off screen. I'm like, maybe he was onto something. it just seems like just two old people, like, talking weird to each other. It was very strange. But it had some good bits, and I laughed. There's some decent moments. It's not as good as the original one, but it wasn't going to be. I didn't expect it to be.
Yeah, I mean, without OJ, how is it ever going to be good?
They did do an OJ joke, though, which I respected. They got it over with right away. There's, like, a scene in the police department where he's, like, Liam Neeson's character is, like, kneeling in front of a portrait of Leslie Nielsen, who's, like, his dad. And I was like, what, his dad had him when he was 12? Like, well, first of all, what the fuck?
We do see the baby in one of the movies, and he's like got the same hair as yeah. Nielsen. Yeah,
he's that baby. And he's like, oh, dad, like, I really just want you to be proud of me, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of cuts to like 30 other cops all kneeling in front of different portraits. And one of them is like this black guy. He's kneeling in front of an OJ portrait, and the camera goes to him. And he just like looks right at the camera and he goes, you know, no. And then they just cut away.
Right way to play that.
Exactly.
To their credit.
Yeah.
Like, they addressed it right away. They didn't have a character. They didn't try to make it that OJ's character in the fiction is a good guy and didn't murder anyone either. Similar to real life, OJ did not murder.
It's, you know, it's tragic that he passed away before he could find the real killers.
Did he die? Did we miss that? Did I miss that?
Yeah, he died like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the thing is, I think you have Zach, I think you might have a really specific hole in your brain surrounding celebrity deaths, because I have witnessed you learn that Sean Connery is dead twice.
He's dead.
Because you did a whole thing about... He's in heaven slapping women now.
Yeah, yeah. I say that about any old person, though. I don't start doing those jokes when they die. I do it before, so it actually makes it really hard to know.
And like a year after he died, it came up and you were like, he's dead. And I had to explain it to you and tell you your own joke. And you laughed and laughed.
Dude, I make the funniest jokes. It's so funny.
Oh, man. Having seen every single James Bond, he unfortunately is the best James Bond.
He fucking rules in James Bond. He's like such a cool 60s guy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Let's see. Okay, well, good for you for surviving that, I suppose.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our next article. Somebody who I hope doesn't survive very much longer, from thenational.scot. That's hilarious. Thenational.scot, Brewdog beer is axed by 2,000 pubs across the UK. I know you're excited to hear more Brewdog news, Zach. You know I'm happy, though. This is just bad news for Brewdog. Apparently, almost 2,000 pubs across the UK are no longer serving their beer. Not because they've realized that they're giant douchebags, but I guess because, like, they can't make that much money off it. So, they're gone. There's that economy you were talking about. They also lost £59 million in 2023, which is the latest year on record, which is pretty bad. And they're closing, I think, 10 pubs that they own or 10 bars that they own. So, yeah, fuck off, Brewdog. This is like nourishment to my soul. Good old chicken soup in news form.
Do we know if they're, like, losing market share, or if it's just people don't drink quite so much? It's probably the former, because the UK has not slowed down.
I don't know. It says their punk IPA distribution has dropped by more than half in the last 2 years. And it does say
is what is interesting to me.
I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I was stalling for time. I apologize. It does say they're losing to rival brands like Camden Town and Beaver Town, which I've never heard of, but they both sound extremely British.
I mean, they're probably local breweries and people are buying local. And if it gets them to not get Brewdog, then neat.
I'm all for it. Yeah. Zach, I know you have a lot that you think about Brewdog. You never shut up about the articles, so why don't you give us your input?
You know, I thought it was actually crazy that they were talking about all these closures and stuff. And they're like, it's going to put like 100 jobs at risk. I was like, isn't that like nothing though? Like, that's not that bad. I mean, it sucks, but like, that's recoverable. You know, there's not going to be like a bailout.
They're closing 10 bars and only losing 100 employees?
Maybe the reason they're closing these bars is because you only have 10 people working at them and the service is terrible.
And that's across all of the time that it's open, too. It's like, that's got to be like, what, fucking 5 bartenders a piece and then just everyone else? Like, and that's so crazy. Like, what a tiny little, like, don't open 1,000 tiny little bars. Like, the margin, when you open a tiny bar, your margins are bad because your rent is a lot of your income. Like, it scales. You want a giant city block of a Brewdog bar, and you want 1,000 people working there, 1,000 thousands.
And hookers and blackjack.
And you know what? Forget the beer. Well, what do you expect from a company that pioneered the famous poop flight, if you remember that?
I'll do my best not to.
I do remember the sexual harassment suits. That's what I remember about Brewdog. That's what I think of when I think of them.
As long as it's negative, racism, okay.
I think it was racism as well.
As long as it's a bad thing you remember about them.
I don't remember a racist thing.
I don't either, but I'm willing to believe it happened. I'm hoping
that
it
happened. Did they have a black brewer that they were like not treating good?
No, that was Founders. Mm. Yeah.
That was the one with the black printer, which is...
yeah.
That seems like something someone would get fired on a sitcom. It's so ridiculous.
It's cartoonishly lazy racism.
Yes.
I love it.
Yep. I also don't feel like I've seen Brewdog around. Have you seen like Brewdog beers at the store recently?
I haven't, honestly, come to think of
it. Awesome. That's great. I love it.
That's great. You just walk the aisles and you just making sure. Just making sure.
Yeah, I
usually go around Sharky with me and just put check marks on all the beers that aren't BrewDog, and I get chased out of there, but it's a lot of fun.
I was gonna say, I used to have to go around like an old timey cop, you know, just emptying BrewDog into the sewer, you know, but no longer, thankfully. Man. Okay. Sam, you're up.
Why not? Okay, so you're celebrating the imminent death of BrewDog.
And Sean Connery, apparently.
Yeah, he's not doing so good, dude. I don't think he's going to be around that much longer. but when I think human beings that I wish would die, I, of course, think the 45th and 47th president of our country. And so I was at the liquor store this weekend, and I bought a bottle of like quality whiskey, thinking, I know that the day that I learn that he dies, like one day I'm going to open Reddit and the first 20 posts are all going to be from different subreddits all about how he's dead. And I'll be clicking my heels together. And my first thought will be, I wish I had champagne or something at home, because I'm going to want to like crack something special for this. So I preempted that thought by getting like a quality whiskey, which I'm like setting aside in a corner of my basement for when he dies. And I'm so psyched for it. But it's like, it's a 12-year Irish whiskey, which is like good, but isn't really thematic. And I was like, really, I should have gotten a Canadian whiskey and a tequila and mixed them together or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess what I'm curious about you, I'm kind of locked into my choice that I'm looking forward to, but doesn't really work. What do you guys think would be the right celebratory drink for the death of Donald J. Trump?
Alcoholic eggnog to recreate his, you know, cottage cheese like skin and physique.
So eggnog grosses a lot of people out. I like eggnog, but all of a sudden I don't like eggnog so much based on the words you've said.
I think you kind of got me into a track, Sam, and you were saying like a 12-year, like, you know, kind of like a 12-year whiskey doesn't really feel great. I feel like if you could find like a 16-year-old whiskey, that would probably be more thematic based on the things that we know about him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, really, we have to assume that he'll die in the next 6 years, because there's no way I'm going to drink an 18-year whiskey for him. No, it's got to be less than 18.
Yeah.
Although, you know, of course, it does. It's got to be less than 18. But hopefully, it doesn't count when it ages in the glass and the bottle. It doesn't count. It's got to be in the barrel. Got to be in the barrel to count.
You're right. I should buy a barrel and pour this fifth of whiskey into it and see what happens.
It's funny.
I mean, you'd lose it all to seep, but we don't have to.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's hard because he himself doesn't drink. So it's like, where do you, you know?
It's so weird. Do you ever think that the world might be a better place if he did? Like, maybe that would be an outlet for him, because he clearly needs one, and his outlet seems to be fascism and rape.
I guess.
Yeah. Have they studied that? Does alcohol make less rape? You know, have they looked into that, Sam? Do you think?
I mean, on college campuses, I'm quite sure, but I do wonder if it's just maybe someone should show him Fortnite, like something.
No, it's true. It's like, you know, it's like those paintings George Bush makes, and it's so sad that anybody like forced him to be president, because clearly
he paint shitty dogs.
Yeah, he's just like a dumb guy who wanted to do like bad arts and crafts. And they were like, nope, you got to invade Iraq.
Yeah, see, you're 100% correct in calling him arts and crafts. Like, he doesn't make art. He makes arts and crafts. Like, it's still at the end crafts level.
Like, you wouldn't hang it in a museum, but if you brought it home from summer camp, you'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll put that on the fridge.
He's the modern Hitler, in that his art isn't terrible, but it's not good enough.
In that one way, definitely.
In that one way only.
That one way specifically, like 100%. Yeah, there's nothing like seeing an inoffensive Austrian villa and being like, this is one of Hitler's paintings, isn't it? Yeah, I just know because someone posted it on the internet, leading me to try to step on that rake, and I ain't going to do it. I'll say the perspective is shit and the color is garbage.
Fool me five times, shame on you.
I mean, you wouldn't get canceled for saying this painting is good if it's a Hitler, would you?
I know, but then it makes you humanize Hitler. It makes you think of Hitler with an extra dimension, which I don't want to do. I'm not ready for it.
Just I can give him dimensions.
Keep him Fat Stanley for racism.
I got plenty of hate for all the dimensions. I'm not worried about it.
But yeah, it's weird. It's just like it's such a boring... Like, you see thousands of paintings just like that in every store that sells paintings. There's like 800... of like a terrace in the stone building, and you're like, yep, could just be another one of those.
So you guys didn't have great answers. I'm thinking probably
you didn't think alcoholic eggnog was good. I thought that was great. I'm sorry.
16-year-old whiskey. Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll do a 16-year tequila. We'll find some añejo tequila. Age 16 years.
I get it. What about like Goldschlager? Because like Goldschlager like thinks
it's
fancy, but it's really not, you know?
That's a great answer. Because it's like because it's everything he is, which is just like fool's gold.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's P. Diddy's Ciroc? Yeah. Is that P. Diddy's brand of
yeah,
vodka?
I think so. I don't remember. I think it is.
That maybe a nice glass of Ciroc with some Goldschlager and
is that still a thing?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it. Like they, I feel like it got too big now. They're not gonna like stop. It's like how Subway didn't like stop being a fast food chain just because their mascot was like a horrific child rapist. It just they were just like let's never speak of him again. They didn't bring out Jared Jr. to do stuff, which would have been awful. But they just was like, we're never going to talk about it again. We don't have a spokesperson anymore.
I thought it was the right call for them not to do like an apology campaign. Like they just did a let's pretend it didn't happen. It honestly made me think of, and we're getting pretty far afield here, but I don't care. I used to be really into professional wrestling in high school. And my favorite wrestler, and this is not a bit, was Chris Benoit. All the news over the weekend was Chris Benoit died, and there was no more details than that for like 2 days. And during those 2 days is when Monday Night Raw came out, and the Monday Night Raw episode was just
Benoit.
It was all a memorial to Chris Benoit. Like, here's all of his great achievements. Everybody loved him. We're all very associated with him and his brand inextricably. And then Wednesday or whatever, the full news breaks. And then by Friday Night SmackDown, no one has heard of this guy anymore. And I feel like that's sort of what they did with Jared, but more efficiently.
Yeah. So I don't think that was good for the WWE to do. That seems like maybe not so great. But
hilarious.
On Subway, like, it's not Subway's fault that Jared was a pedophile. It's not like they were, like, giving him kids, you know? I don't know.
That's
they
true.
They did send him to schools to talk at schools as, like, a weight loss person. Which is, to be fair, the school's fault
they
for having
could
a
have
corporate
him better.
Because
apparently everyone went to college with him was, like, he had, like, a fake Blockbuster that was just for porn in his dorm.
Dude, that's crazy.
And like everyone knew that he was a weird pervert. Yeah. Like everyone who knew this guy was like,
what does that mean? I need to hear more about the fake Blockbuster. Like he set up a dorm
porn
like Blockbuster.
He had porn tapes that he would rent you. Because it was before easy access to porn.
I thought you meant like he set up his dorm room to look like
a real, not like the yellow and blue, baby.
It's just the covers on there. Yeah. You have to go ask him if he actually has any of the tapes.
I was very confused, but okay, he was renting
porno. He didn't sell you snow caps. That was part of it.
Weirdly, yeah, right, snow caps suck, by the way. Snow caps are a terrible candy. Like, maybe an F-tier candy.
Take the grossest chocolate possible and put little plastic beads inside of it.
Man, I haven't had snow caps since I was 7. So I remember snow caps as ruling. But I haven't had them in a very long time.
They're terrible. They're terrible.
Should my content for next week just be a live snow caps review?
You should get those and those little like dots of sugar on paper where you just like eat a whole bunch of paper.
I knew that when I was a little kid that dots suck shit.
Those are I haven't had them since I was 5. And I remember being fucking awesome eating them off the paper. And I did not care that I ate a good amount of paper as I ate them. I'll have to do a live reaction having those as an adult.
Who thought that was a good plan? I don't know.
It's just
like a depression holdover.
There was it comes off the conveyor belt like that. If we just make it on wax paper, we'll just cut the paper and
we'll just bloop some corn syrup on here and sell it for a nickel and make a huge profit.
We used to get them at Christmas. That was the only time we got them. They would come with our stockings. They would always be like a rolled up thing. And it's weird to be like, it was in a fabric sock before I ate it. I'm sure it did not help. And we were like, oh, it's a special occasion candy thing. Yeah, I thought they were fancy.
Oh, man, fancy special occasion candy was always chocolate oranges.
Yeah, for sure.
That should still rule.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Those are pretty good. You know what holiday candy I don't enjoy? Most Passover candy. Like, what's up with the fruit jellies? Those are weird.
Fruit jellies. Yes. Of course. It's like, that's exactly what I think of when I think of Passover candy. And they're just, they're fine, I guess. Like, they're not a negative experience.
They're not good.
I'm not going to buy them from your shitty kid. Like, I don't want those. Yeah. They're not good.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered matzah. Yeah. Here's an idea. Chocolate covered anything the fuck else. all better than chocolate covered matzah. What the fuck is that? I don't want that.
Like, is this anything? Is this anything? Offie Komen, we're like Offie no man.
Awful no man. Yeah.
That's if Billy Crystal said it, everyone would have gone crazy for it.
Fucking nailed it.
It's like you still have fruit. Like fruit is still kosher for Passover. Just put the chocolate on the strawberries instead. Yeah.
What the fuck did they give us, like, edible arrangements for Passover?
Yeah.
That's the shit. A chocolate-covered strawberry? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Craziness. Oh my
God, you're a genius. I don't know what they were thinking. It's so obvious now that you say it. Like, there's desserts that are just naturally fine.
Yeah.
It's like the problem with vegetarian food. It's like, don't try to do something in the arena of the thing that you're not. Like, stick to, like, you can make a vegetarian meal that is delightful and, like, good, but it is not going to be an imitation version of a steak. Like, that's not where you're fighting in your valleys. Like, Sun Tzu would tell you not to do this. Like, you got to fight on your hills.
Don't feed me a carrot hot dog. I'm not into
it. Just be
make Indian food and Mexican food, because those vegetarians still rule.
It's still great.
Yeah.
Have a paneer sag. You're going to fucking love it.
That's true. Did we all think our beer was great? Uh-oh. What, Samuel?
One of my kids just came down. She was supposed to go to sleep half an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up, Bones? Okay, where's Mom? Okay, do you want to come sit with me for 3 minutes until we're done with the show? Okay. President of Space is gonna hang out with us for ratings.
Sweet.
I feel like, not that I mind, because I find it amusing when she co-hosts, but I do kind of feel like you're rewarding a begging dog.
Hey man, pro tip, don't teach me how to parent. Because I don't
That's fair.
I don't want to have to kill you, but I might have to kill you.
I mean, the easiest children to raise are the imaginary ones, so. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Are you supposed to be in bed?
Yes.
fair enough. At least that's
honest. What did you guys watch on the iPad while you were supposed to be getting ready for bed?
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, it's a classic.
Paw Patrol, pretty sweet.
Was
pretty
Marshall sweet. Up to anything hilarious?
Marshall? Oh, he had to decorate the barn in the first one because that one Heat Rider needed all paws on deck. And also...
I'm sorry.
And also, Marshall came here in the basketball one because Rocky got a sprained paw and Zuma got a twisted tail.
Now, if
yeah,
I recall correctly,
that sounds about right.
If I recall correctly, Rocky is your dad's favorite. Am I right?
Rubble.
She's right. Rubble is my favorite, not Rocky.
Oh, darn it.
Rubble is the construction pup. Rocky is the recycling pup, which makes him lame.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I biffed it.
It's cool. Come on, guys. Recycling's cool.
Oh, boy.
Listen, Rocky couldn't carry his own spinoff. Rubble did. It's called Rubble and Crew, and they prefer it to Paw Patrol usually. Oh, Mom's here. You better run away.
Oh, here comes the heavy. Here comes the heavy.
Gotta do what we gotta do.
That's so funny. She looks exactly like Emily. That's so funny. How did we enjoy our beers?
Right. Well, I didn't have one, but I had a drink.
You had half of one, I guess, in there. Zach, I guess you go first. No, I want to hear Zach's because I've been living in anticipation this whole time.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You have. Loving is easy. It's a sour with orange and vanilla from Eagle Park Brewing Company, 6.5 ABV. And as a person who generally, like, the whole sour spectrum of flavor does not appeal to me, I knew I was taking a swing here. It is exactly what it is supposed to be. It is very sour. It is like acidic, and like my tongue is like tingling. Like I think if you get like geographic tongue or like pineapple juice fucked you up, like you stay away from this. This shit's gonna burn a hole in your jaw. But as like it is so tart and sour, and then the finish is very distinctly orange. I said it's like those Tootsie Rolls that were like orange flavored. Where you taste the vanilla, you taste the orange.
Better than normal Tootsie Rolls, IMO.
Yeah, I think I liked the ones that were just pure vanilla. The blue ones, again, the blue wrapper. Those are my
for sure. Yeah,
that's my preferred. Those are so white. Yeah, I was scared of the other ones. I was like, are they gonna take my wallet? Of course, yeah. I was paralyzed by fear. I don't know. It's just like what it's supposed to be. It's so tart. I can't tell if I like it. I drink it anyway. I'm going to go 6.6. It was a positive experience even for me, I think. The thing is, I hate sours so much usually that I actually don't know if I would recommend this to someone who likes sours because my perspective is so different. I'm like, maybe you'd hate this if you loved sours. Maybe there'd be something here that I'm not picking up. But I think if you're casually into sours, you're really going to enjoy this. If you want something before we switch to pumpkin beers, that is all going to happen way too fast. This is the last little thing of summer to kind of hang on to, and that's how I'm going to take it. So, yeah, that's my rating.
When I was at the Lakers store, I bought Emily a pumpkin beer, and it broke my heart, but I had to do it.
Oof. August.
Too soon. I know.
They're making Maple Warlock now, so I had to pick that up.
I mean, that does sound like something I would like to try, but...
Yeah, it's anyway. Probably really good, but it still makes it me sad that is. It's already there.
Yeah, I agree. Samuel, what did you think about your beer?
I had Phase 3 Daydrift, Blood Orange, and Calamansi Super Rattler! Like, with a Rattler, it's supposed to be like a beer mixed with something or something, but like... I haven't gotten any indication of what things are being mixed together. So it comes through a little bit like a fruited sour that they forgot to make sour, honestly, because it's very fruity and very sweet, and it's not cut by any sourness. It's cut a little bit by the alcohol, but honestly, at 8%, it's not cut that much. Like, I would have bought this, but bought is the wrong word. I would have believed this at 4.5%, and it's 8, which is like impressive, but also like I still don't know who it's for.
Yeah.
So in the same way as I want Zach to recommend his beer to Mary, not because I think Mary will like it necessarily, but because I want to hear what Mary has to say about it. I recommend this to Tyler, not because I think he'll like it, because I want to hear his review of it.
Ooh, you know what I think we should do for maybe episode 665 is everybody picks a beer for someone else, you know, in advance. So I could have a sour and make Mary have it the next week. So the week before,
you kind of call your shot,
and then they have to come on having the beer requested by someone else.
But then we're giving each other homework, or I have to go buy a bunch of beers and distribute them.
I like that one better.
Does that sound like me to you?
It sounds more like you than doing the homework sounds like Tyler. So I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I forgot to put a number on this, so I'm going to say 6.5.
Okay. I had Voodoo's Good Vibes West Coast Style IPA. You guys, what are you doing? It wasn't a bad beer. Like, it had the hop flavors that I enjoy. But if you're going to say West Coast Style IPA, it should not look and smell and taste like a hazy IPA. It's like anathema. They're just not the same thing.
The mislabeling of IPAs is so prevalent. It's just fucked up.
Nuts.
It's fucked up.
It's nuts. So I don't know. I kind of liked the taste, but I have to give it a bad grade because it's just lying right to my face. So I think I'm going to give it a 4.8. And I don't really recommend it to anybody. I mean, if you like hazy IPAs, you're not going to buy it because it says West Coast on there. And if you like West Coast IPAs, you're going to be disappointed when you drink it. So I don't have any recommendations.
Should we start a class action lawsuit? Is this how we finally turn the tides of this mislabeling element that's been going on constantly?
Maybe. I don't know. Somebody got to do something.
I think a frivolous lawsuit's how you get the podcast on the map.
yeah.
Some publicity.
Yeah. We can. Vulture can mention us in passing, and that would be that'd be fucking huge for us.
That'd be huge for us.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
Yes, I have. Well, I don't remember. It's definitely David Bowie themed, and I don't remember what it is, but it is David Bowie themed, and I remember that about it.
Which means it sucks.
Hey, I guess we probably shouldn't be talking about, like, leave him out of the conversation about people who like 16-year-olds, but I still like his music.
I saw Labyrinth again, and I was just like, man, what a fucking piece of dog shit.
You're gonna make me mad. We gotta end this. We gotta end this now before Labyrinth I get too mad.
Fair enough. All right. It was great seeing you guys.
Zach, it's been a great time having you on for your last ever appearance on the show. We'll miss you dearly.
I gotta go light a candle for Sean Connery. When I go to look at the candle, I'll find it's been half burned already. I'll be like, what the fuck?
Well,
all right, get you later, guys.
Hold on, I haven't done the end. I haven't done the wrap-up. Zach is trying to get out of here so fast. He's got stuff to do. His in-laws are still in the house, as it turns out.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
Everybody, if you want... if you want to let Zach know what other celebrities have died, you can email us at brucedaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brucedaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brucedaytuesday. Don't let us keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye!
Probably Chaplin's dead.
Buster Keaton. Bye.
Fuck.
Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better, friend.
Oh, God. They got Richie Valens in a plane crash. The CIA took him out.
And yet you guys didn't recognize when I did that in D&D. Weird.
Did I not recognize it, or did I not acknowledge it?
Okay, that could be that one.